Okay, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy schedules. This is Dr. Chuck Berg from Rivervale Chiropractic Center. For those of you who may have tuned in to some of the telecasts in the past, I have been interested in trying to reach out to people in the areas of health and wellness for whatever, almost the last 35 years. The last couple of years, I put a great deal of concentration and emphasis into the area of nutrition. I just feel that this is a critically important component of our health and well-being. And today, we want to focus a little bit on the subject of detoxification and purification. I don't want this to be a scientific type of program. More importantly, I want to address maybe some of our emotions, and I will start off by simply asking a generic question to the population out there, and this question is simply this. Each of you, where do you place your health on what I call your value hierarchy? And what we mean by that is we are motivated, ladies and gentlemen, by our values. They are the things that are going to allow us to make choices, and that's where our beliefs come from. So the question again is, where do you place health on your hierarchy of values? Now, what I've learned in interacting with so many different people over the years is that almost everybody raises their hand and says, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, health, that's really important. Well, the answer is it is. But if we're really brutally honest with ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, so many of us make the statement that health is really, really important. But when we look in the mirror, when we identify and take a close look at our choices, our actions, and our habits every day, so often we're very incongruent with what we say we want and what we're actually doing. So another question would be is, do you spend more time and energy living in fear of a potential diagnosis, or a potential diagnostic test, or just generally, you know, in worry and anxiety? Or do you spend a lot of your time in doing proactive strategies? What do I mean by that? I'm talking about making real good conscious choices with food, participating with exercise on a regular basis, maybe spending or learning some additional coping skills to be able to try to embrace more peace in our life. Now, I bring this up very often because the game of health is something that's not all that difficult. And that's why I say even tonight discussing detoxification and purification, for many of us, I am hoping that with the explanation of this protocol, it's not just something that we do for 21 days, but rather I'm hoping that we act as a tipping point. So with all of that being said, yes, a tipping point, so that not only are we good and conscientious for 2 or 3 weeks in our life, but maybe if you experience what I experienced as somebody who has, well, it's been about 3 weeks since we went through the 21-day detox and purification program, that is my wife and myself, and what we did find was that, A, number one, an enormous amount of energy. And I consider myself to be fairly energetic to begin with, and so is Jody, but we both found ourselves with tremendous amounts of energy. The second thing was, as a byproduct, was a weight loss experience. And I want to preface, before we go into the detox protocol, is that this is not a weight loss program, ladies and gentlemen, but I will tell you that as a result of the way that you need to eat and the way that they are suggesting us to eat, by pure nature, we are going to be reducing total amounts of calories that we have on a regular and ongoing basis. So as a preface to all of this, remember, our energy flows where our mind goes. So I just gave you two very empowering questions. Hey, where do I spend my time and my energy? And number two, am I really, really sincere when I place my health very high up on that hierarchy? So what we have to do is we have to show our physiology and our actions to be consistent because that's the way it is with anything that you want in life, folks. There has to be a goal, and then we have to have the action steps to back that up so we have some consistency and congruency in our world. Now, with all of that, there are no guarantees. You know, I know as a healthcare provider, and I tell people all the time, I try. I try to eat well. I try to exercise regularly. And I work very hard at working on what I call the space between my ears, enhancing coping skills, reading books that give me suggestions as a reminder of, do I need to be right or can I stay in a generic level of peace? And when you ask that question to yourself often, you can find yourself needing less to be right in this world, but living a life that's a bit more relaxed, de-stressing, and at a whole lot more peace. To me, I have found that to be a wonderful place. All right, let's jump into the concepts of detox and purification. First of all, the basic program, and this is a standard process, the company that I work with that utilizes with all of our nutrition. I am thrilled with the company. They've been around since 1929, and their detox purification program, folks, has been around again for years, helping hundreds of thousands of people who have participated and followed the basic protocol. So let me get right down to the basics of this. Their program is a 21-day purification program that really involves eating whole, primarily and hopefully organic and unprocessed foods. And you are going to take some whole food supplements and, of course, drink plenty of water. And you're going to be eating only fruits and vegetables along with brown rice. And the other option you have are lentils. So while that may sound extreme, the most important thing is we want to provide to our body all of the nutrients and all of the fiber that's going to help to cleanse not only the bowel. And let me take a moment just to divert for a second. The standard process purification program, folks, is not a bowel cleanse. If you go to Whole Foods, if you go to any of the organic stores, nutraceuticals is a big business. Everybody is selling different products. But what's very important when I studied the digestive tract is that all parts of our digestive tract are critically important. The colon, if you go online, take a basic anatomy course, you're going to see that the colon is only the last part of the entire digestive tract. What their program is designed to do is to help not only your colon, but help to cleanse the small intestine, the kidneys, the liver, you know, which are the major detoxifying organs, again, along with the small intestine and the large intestine. Remember, we need to get rid of an enormous amount of toxic load. So we may want to speak for a moment, what is a toxic load? When I decided to do the purification program, I simply said to myself, Chuck, you're going to be 60 years old. When I think about everything, not in this past 4 months, not in this past year, but in the last 59 years of my life, all of the diverse foods, probably, and I know for sure, because the first 20 years of my life being fed by my parents was certainly not the healthiest way of eating. So ask yourself, how much artificial sweeteners have you taken in? Artificial flavoring, colors, dyes, preservatives, stabilizers. We can go on and on. But every single one of us, and that's just from food alone, never mind what's in the air. So we know that toxicity exists. And folks, I don't know about you, but yes, I'm in healthcare. And every day, all I hear are issues and challenges of people, their friends, and their families who are confronting some very real and serious health-related problems. So what we want to do, at least I can only speak for myself. Folks, I want to grow older gracefully. I don't want to have what I've watched my parents have, what I've watched so many of the thousands of people that I've worked with, many people who had all sorts of health-related problems. And I don't know if there's any one secret arena or way to avoid it. But it just makes so much sense to me to take pride in my body and to treat it as a very important temple. And I see the purification program as an opportunity to do just that. You know, it's very interesting. I made a note that in medicine, the first credo in medicine that goes back to Hippocrates is to do no harm. There's a Latin terminology for it. Well, I challenge this statement because as I've studied this game of health, ladies and gentlemen, what I have found is that the third leading cause of death in this country is something called iatrogenesis, iatrogenic disease. And I challenge anybody to go online, Google it, and what you will find is what I found, and that is heart disease is the number one killer. Cancer is the second killer. And the third leading cause of death in America is iatrogenetic disease, which in Latin means doctor-induced. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm doing the research. But what my concern is that in our traditional modality of healthcare, whenever we have a healthcare problem, we're given drugs and chemicals as a means of trying to assist the problem. And I don't have to tell you that, you know, watch the commercials and the meds can be wonderful, but within every medication is the potential to create another problem because now we're adding something else to the body. So when we talk about purification and we're talking about toxicity, it's not only the poor foods that we're having, but the question is how many of the meds have you been taking? How many years of consistent medication? My pop just passed recently, and he was on 11 to 13 different medications, and it was a chore every day to lay these out. So with that being said, I am just trying to lay down a foundation for why you may want to consider purification and detoxification as another possibility to try to enhance your health and the health of your family going forward. You know, remember, we have different activities. We can either be enormously proactive or we can be somewhat defensive. Now, let me go into this, and then we'll go right back to the basic program. But we can either do what the traditional society tells us to do in the medical paradigm is, and that is, well, for the digestive tract, you know, it's important they tell us to go for your colonoscopy because when you do that, you know, some people interpret that doing the colonoscopy is actually preventative care. But I challenge that. I don't see anything preventative. It's not doing anything to enhance and help me going forward. It's really a very early diagnosis. Look in there. If there's anything there hanging, polyps, etc., remove them. Or are we willing to take a look, ladies and gentlemen, and be a bit more proactive in what we do? And that is every single day, commit to doing something to put healthy food into our body, keep this body in motion because society and technology is now putting each of us in front of a computer for 8 hours a day, and we are a sit-down society. It is imperative. So I don't want to talk more about the purification without reminding you it is only a piece of the puzzle, and I hope that everybody can understand that. So now let me jump back to the proactive steps of the purification. So for the first 10 days, you are going to eat. The standard process protocol is we are going to eat only fruits and vegetables, with vegetables being twice as much as fruit. Remember, fruit has a higher level of concentration of sugars, and some fruits have a higher glycemic than others. But when people get the standard process purification program, it comes with a wonderful booklet of almost 50 pages guiding you through everything. So please don't sit there with a pencil and paper trying to take all this information down. I am recording this, and at any given point, you can go onto my website, give it a day, and you'll be able to download a recording of this. So don't sit there frantically trying to take down a bunch of information. Now, With fruits and vegetables, yes, it requires you to cook because or pick up the vegetables wherever you can possibly go. Some people say they like to go to a Chinese restaurant. They can get it there. But I personally believe that it is best that you buy your organic vegetables, your organic fruits, and if you can't go for the organic, just get them and create the vegetable and fruit meals. Now, with that, people ask, are there supplements that I have to take during the purification? And the answer is yes. For the first 7 days, you're going to take literally seven of these SP Cleanse tablets. And what they are, and you're going to take seven with each meal, and these are supplemental capsules that contain whole foods and basically plant-based nutrients that are designed to purify the respective organs, the kidneys, the liver, the intestines, and they're going to eliminate toxins to maintain the healthy kidney and liver function. They're going to support a healthy gastrointestinal environment. That simply means your small and large bowel. And then, of course, to support the lymphatic system. And folks, you must understand, which I was not aware of, our digestive tract is responsible for 80% of our immune system. So how key and critical is it? So often, the problems that we have with skin issues, the problems that we have with degenerative conditions, almost all of the health-related problems from my research stem from a poor digestive tract. Now, lastly, the other important supplement that we take is we create shakes. Now, for some people, these can either be your supplement to your meal, which is what I suggest, or if someone is really challenged with a lot of weight that they need to use, these shakes can actually be meal replacements to do that once or twice a day. But what the meal replacement is once again whole food nutrition. And you create this versatile shake that delivers powerful antioxidants. It provides amino acids, all the essential fatty acids, a bunch of vitamins to support the intestinal, the muscular, as well as the immune health. So, folks, when we look at this, the commitment is to follow through on a 21-day program. You're basically eating your vegetables. You're doing that for the first 10 days. On the 11th day, we ask that you reintroduce your protein sources. You can put in your chickens, your fish, and as well as meat. And at the end of 21 days, the important thing is to conduct what we call a post-purification program. And what you're going to do is you're going to stay taking the shakes. You can introduce all of your foods again. But what's very, very important is in the food reintroduction process, we want to systematically reintroduce the foods from one group at a time. And in doing so, you can really see if your body has any allergic reaction. You know, foods that cause the most problem for adults, many people experience problems with peanuts or tree nuts. Almonds, fish, shellfish. With this understanding, it becomes so important to really stay on top of and make some notes as you reintroduce foods back into your system. Food intolerance is the digestive system's response, ladies and gentlemen, to the part of food or the additive that it just can't process or causes irritation. Sugar intolerance, that's big, and that could be from a biological cause in which the body lacks certain enzymes. It could be also from an additive, sugar as a sugar substitute in diet foods that oftentimes is very poorly absorbed by the gut. So what's very, very important here is I'm hoping that anyone who's interested in this program to see it first as a jump start. In other words, it's not the end all, but we are hoping, as I did mention earlier, and what I have seen in about 9 people who are currently with the program is it acts as a tipping point. And what I mean by that, for so many of us, we simply need a new way of eating. You know, eating is just reflexive. We get nervous, we reach for our comfort food. And the body is so amazing that rarely does it ever give rise to an immediate problem. So we think it's okay, just like with many meds and medications. So what we want to do is, if you do find that you have had a nice weight loss, if you do find that your energy level is so significantly improved, you may want to maintain this bit more of a vegetable-based eating. No, you don't have to become vegan. No, you don't have to become a vegetarian. But we all know that if we eat more greens, if we just have a more alkaline diet, which is really what the greens and vegetation does for the human body, it creates an opportunity in your digestive tract for it to function a whole lot more efficiently. You know, folks, just as an aside, my wife and I have been drinking a vegetable-based drink that we make by just putting in a very big blender called a Vitamix, a half a beet, 2 carrots, a half a cucumber, a slice of ginger, a full lemon, and a bunch of collard greens or kale. May sound pretty gross, it really tastes pretty good, and some pineapple for some fruit. And the interesting thing is that after the 21 days, what I noticed is we both, when we first started drinking this, because the beets have such a huge, significant amount of that red color that's in it, it would literally manifest in your urine and in your feces. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is that our experience was that after the 21-day period of time doing the purification detox, what we noticed was that afterwards, in drinking the same drink, there was no manifestation of the beet redness, again, in waste product. So what was that about? And in doing my research, what I found is that when we cleanse the system, and especially the small intestine, because remember, ladies and gentlemen, the most important place is not what we eat, it's what gets absorbed. And when we think about all of the garbage that we put into this system for so many years, there is a coating over the small intestine where it doesn't get into and through the system, but rather passes through. And that was probably the reason why we saw it, you know, in the waste product. So I don't want to carry on much more than this other than to suggest to you to ask yourself those questions. The health component, what can we do to stay healthier, more vital, have more energy, get rid of fatigue, help cleanse the human body? I don't know of any other way better than going on a detox and purification program. If anyone is interested in doing this program, the standard process protocol cannot be gotten in retail. You can only get it through doctor's offices. The cost for a detox purification program is $239. We have spent this money going to the finest dining facilities, and 24 hours later, we've probably eaten, although how nice it was, done and gone. This is an opportunity to take advantage of doing something. The greatest gift that we can give ourselves is to help cleanse the digestive tract and create the tipping point to allow us to eat more intelligently going forward. My experience is that when people do one part of the process, there tends to be a rolling over where they say, you know what, I'm eating well. Please, let me get myself motivated to take action on, again, getting out there and being more active. So it is my hope that through a communication like this, folks, regardless of whether you're interested in doing this particular program, give consideration to taking a good, hard look at your eating habits and what it's doing for your digestive tract. Remember, our health is what's happening on a cellular level, not our waistline and not how nice our skin looks and how well we look in our clothing. It is my hope and prayer that as a result of the time spent trying to share this information, that you will give some consideration. If anyone is interested, you can reach me by email at chiroman123@aol.com or call the office if you have further questions. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you have, either by phone or by email. Please give some thought, give some consideration. Remember, Gandhi once said, "Be the change that you want to see in the world." For myself, one of my personal choices is I want to lead by example. I want to be a model for my children and allow them to see at least an intention being made to stay well. Because remember, how the rest of our family is has a huge impact on how we are. So once again, Gandhi says, be the change that you want to see in the world. We don't have to lecture people. All we have to do is take action, be the best that we can be, and remember, ask yourself where health sits on your hierarchy of values and address whether your behaviors are consistent with your goals. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for taking this time. I hope more than anything, it makes you think. We are available. Feel free with your questions. Contact me. I'll be happy to review your circumstances and whether or not the purification program is right for you. Have a great night. Thank you.